Good morning, everyone. This is Will Kautz, and I want to thank Eric for inviting me to lead the call. You know, our daily 15-minute motivational call's purpose is to put you in the best mindset to have an outstanding day. Now, it's been said that it's better than a cup of coffee, and I think it is better than a cup of coffee because coffee dissipates, and you can absorb this and retain it forever. I love re-listening to these calls, and if you didn't know you can, you can. You can go to saleschampion.podbean.com and re-listen to the calls at any time. You know, I can remember in high school going to parties and standing around, watching people standing around in groups talking, thinking to myself, who should I talk to? How could I get into their circle? And then what would happen if I walked up and no one said anything to me? Man, that would be embarrassing. Today's topic is the expressive social style. And that description I just gave you is something that expressives struggle with. You see, an expressive social style is they're both outgoing, but because they're relationship-oriented, they're kind of shy sometimes as well. And sometimes they're hard to read because they share that characteristic that a driver does of being a teller. You know, not like an amiable or an analytical where they ask people to do things or ask questions. They're more directive. And you know, new situation with new people that I didn't know, I was apprehensive, a little shy, you know, and it took me a while to get used to that or to figure it out, you know. So that was high school. Skip forward 10 years, okay? I had just started a sales job for an advertising company, and I had to go out cold calling to find customers. So the first day, it took me an hour to get out of my car. You see, I left the office. I had to go find the best place to start cold calling and the best area to start in, the best business to start with. And then sitting in my car, talking myself into getting out of the car. But when I broke the ice, I ended up cold calling door to door for the businesses, more than half of the businesses in San Diego over a 4-year period of time. So once I broke the ice, a lot, I accomplished a lot. It just momentum carried me. So flash back 15 years, a few years before high school. You know, I remember going over to my cousin's house. Now, there was me and my brother and sister, and we hadn't seen them in a real long time, and there were six of them, three girls and three boys in that order. You know, and I remember sitting on the couch talking with the girls for a long time, catching up. And I don't know why this memory is in that, but I've always had this memory. And I held my own in that situation, one guy, three girls. And I got some talking in, you know. So what happened when it came to the parties in high school, what happened? Or the cold calling, you know, when I started that advertising job. You know, I got, well, let's see. You know, I'd have to say that it was because of the lack of experience, lack of confidence. You know, in high school, there were some bigger guys there. There's bigger guys at these parties. You know, I was a little guy in high school, you know, and it was unfamiliar territory. So I just flopped around like a fish on the beach. I was uncomfortable, and you know, and in high school, you know, when you're not talking to people, you're just kind of standing around watching. You know, sooner or later, they're gonna say something to you. You know, and it's either gonna be a teasing comment, like, you know, about holding up a wall, or someone's actually gonna walk over and start talking to you. Well, both of those happened to me. You know, and you see, there was more than once where I was caught holding up a wall, because it took a while for me to build my confidence in those social settings. And what I learned is that no matter what someone said, I could use it as a conversation starter or an invitation to join in. You know, I also learned that any joke about me was a great way to stump someone if I agreed with them. I figured out how powerful that was, you know. And where have you been in a situation where you just felt like it was lifting a ton of bricks trying to start a conversation? I think in those situations, we get a little too concerned about the mechanics, and we don't just let things roll off our tongue. So if you ever find yourself in an awkward situation, ask yourself, why is this awkward? These are people, you know, of course the situation has to be with people around you, because there's, you know, otherwise you don't need to start a conversation, because then you might end up with a white jacket tied behind your back. But you know, when you're around people and you're feeling awkward, you know, ask yourself, why is this feeling awkward? And then think, you know, what have I got to lose? Just start talking. Just say something. Say something. In fact, just, okay, I'm just going to practice. And whatever rolls off your tongue, you know, it might be a dumb joke. It might be a funny statement, you know. And just break the ice. Because when you break the ice, as I did, you're able to just get moving. And I went from cold calling a few businesses in one day to cold calling thousands over 4 years, you know, and I guarantee you I got more done the second day than I did the first, and so on and so on. You see, you know, the thing about Express is, you know, we're in that 4 o'clock position on the social style clock, and if you don't know what I'm talking about there, go back and listen to the last few weeks on Wednesdays. The social style clock, 4 o'clock is the expressive position, and it's relationship oriented. It's below the driver, and so it's a tasker, or not a teller oriented. So it's a relationship and teller oriented social style. So people are really important to us, but making sure that people are around us is also. So we'll, you know, an expressive, we'll just tell you to come to the party because we're going to have fun, and you know. And to us, it's just obvious that everybody wants to have fun. But see, being a relationship-oriented teller, it gives me the strength to start any kind of conversation and make a friend with whomever I'm talking to. You know, I can, if given the chance, I can diffuse any tense situation. It's a skill set. And I didn't realize that growing up. But a few years after starting my sales career, I did realize that. And so I learned how to use that in a constructive way, and I also learned how to just diffuse or eliminate my fears. And that is a key point right there. Because in sales, we always come up to fear somewhere in the sales process, in the learning process. You know, when you're uneducated, when you're ignorant about a topic, fear is going to participate, because fear is going to tell you that you can't learn or you can't do this, or, you know, it's such a terrible word. It begins with C, you know. You can't, and that's not true, because we can. So when you learn to overcome your fears, you can move through them more quickly. And sometimes the key to overcoming your fears is accepting yourself for who you are. So that's really key, really important to learning what social style do you operate from. Because then you can accept yourself for who you are, and when you can do that, you can let go of what other people have said, you know, about you growing up, or things that have just stuck with you, you know. Like, man, why don't you care about people? Well, maybe you're a driver social style and you're task-oriented teller, and it doesn't really appear like you care about people. But deep down, I know for a fact that drivers care about people. They just have a different way of communicating that, of showing that. And if I didn't understand that social style, I couldn't appreciate the drivers that I run into on a daily basis. You know, it's very important to learn each social style, but it's more important to learn your own, because who are you? that you can get to know and like. And when you can do that, you can move through your fears a lot quicker. You know, if you understand 25% of the social styles better than you have chance, you have a better chance of increasing your sales and improving your overall communications. You know, that 25% of the social styles, that if you can understand that the best, that's yours. Because 75% of the social styles, the other 3 out of 4, they don't understand you, but as a leader, it's our responsibility to understand them. So step out. You know, break that paradigm shift. You know, you must be willing to get outside of yourself, outside of your paradigms. You know, identify your paradigms. What's your take on an instant take on a situation? You know, if it's constructive or if it's moving you forward in your efforts, great. If it's not, strategically dismantle it, you know, and then strategically rebuild it, you know. How does that apply to people in your life? Well, we tend to put people in boxes because of our experiences. Well, to hone our people skills, we need to dismantle that paradigm of how we categorize people so that we can learn more about them from them. You see, we would better serve those around us by letting them identify themselves to us and reveal themselves to us. You know, that's really powerful. You know, some of the things that that I've struggled with is, you know, talking too much. Some people say that I've talked too much. And the funny thing is, for an expressive, that actually falls in both sides of the Benjamin Franklin, you know, clothes. It's the left side, the pros and the cons. So the weaknesses and the strengths. The weakness is I talk too much. But one of my strengths is I'm talkative. I talk a lot. It just depends on the situation when it's good and bad. But, you know, there's some other things that I know about myself, you know, like I can be too energetic for people sometimes. I have to know the situation, when to tone it down, you know, and that goes for the other social styles. You know, a driver who's task oriented, they struggle a lot with toning it up. They're not usually looking for recognition, so they kind of stay in the wings, you know, just stand back and. You know, or the analytical, they get stuck in the question of why should I be excited? Or the amiable, oh no, getting excited scares me. You know, it's interesting because there's 6 major areas of life. Okay, 6 major areas. There's your spiritual life, your mental life, your physical life, your home life, your business life, and your social life. And in those 6 major areas of life, we have to apply the principles of success. And one of the principles of success is communication skills. We have to be good at communicating. And if we apply those principles of success to each major area of life, we're going to have a really strong, balanced life. So, you know, if we take business, you take the business life, and what I do in business on a daily basis puts me in front of people because I'm prospecting, I'm selling, and I'm learning about products and services, which I'm dealing with people from my vendors and things like that. So if I learn how to communicate, then I'm going to be more effective. And, you know, I think that is a mindset that should inspire you and help you to have an outstanding day, is being more effective with the people that you run into on a daily basis. Because if you can learn how to diffuse any situation and make a friend out of anyone you talk to, you're going to have a successful day. You know, Abraham Lincoln once said, happiness is a state of mind. You decide. You get to decide. You know, Will Rogers said, I never met a man I didn't like. That was a decision of his will. Decide who it is you want to be. And understand yourself for who you are. Because when you can understand yourself for who you are, Katie, bar the door, you can accomplish anything you want. Because if you accept yourself, you can teach others how to accept themselves just by the way you communicate with them, and they're going to be your friend. They're going to be an ally. They're going to want to work with you. And that's how you close more sales. You don't shove products down people's throat. You inspire them and attract them to want to work with you. So go out today and find somebody who's already out there waiting for you to show up because they want to work for you. Have an outstanding day.